The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Polls open in California, major issues to be decided. We've got you covered from the presidential battle to the race for LADA. A lot of coverage going on throughout the day here, right here at KNX News 97.1 FM. So make sure you stay with us.
Election 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, it's finally come Election Day, and it's nearly over. Or is it? We'll find out, right? Donald Trump closed out his campaign in Grand Rapids, Michigan for the third time.
It's unbelievable. Think of it. This is it. This is the last one that we're going to have to do.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump both focused on winning Pennsylvania. Another key state is Georgia, where Harris spoke on Odyssey station V103 in Atlanta this morning, saying again, she's different than Donald Trump.
My opponent, he has a very different perspective on it all. He will walk into the Oval Office if he were elected with his enemies list. He's full of vengeance. He's full of grievance. It's all about himself.
If you want to hear the full interview, it is on our website, knxnews.com.
And we spoke to Democratic strategist Brad Bannon, tells us the race for president comes down to turnout today.
If you look at Trump's campaign efforts over the last few months, it's all been designed to build up turnout among his base, which are male voters and white voters without a college education. While Harris has done a lot to reach out to moderate voters.
Also says it could be a while before we have a winner.
I think it could go weeks. I mean, in 2020, Pennsylvania was so close that they didn't call the state for Biden until the Friday after the Tuesday. And it looks to me that Pennsylvania is still very tight. And by the time they count the absentee ballots and the mail ballots, which will make the difference in Pennsylvania, it could be a few days or longer.
And Bannon says that we will likely see the largest gender gap in a presidential race in history.
Let's swing on down to Norwalk now, the L.A. County Registrar Recorder's Office, where some people are dropping off their ballots this morning, and talk to John Baird. Hi, John.
Good morning. You know, we just got to go upstairs. We just got to go upstairs a minute ago where people are actually voting. I don't remember ever being allowed to do that. So we were in the room where people were on the computers. We had to keep a distance. Couldn't shoot the screens, of course. Very chill up there. No waiting, at least not right now. Now, many people have already voted by mail here in L.A. County, but I talked to one woman who intended to vote by mail but ran into a problem, so she showed up in person today to cast her ballot.
It's exciting. I got up early because of the time change. It's before work starts. Coming here, I did try to do it through mail, except it arrived in Spanish. and I don't read Spanish.
Got it.
So I called them to send me a ballot in English. They never did. So I had to come in and vote because my vote counts.
In fact, I've had a lot of people tell me that they wanted to vote in person because they feel their vote somehow counts. It's just something different. Now, the lines could get long as the day wears on, so voting early is probably a good idea. Or you can drop your ballot off at the post office or a drop box. But there are a lot of key issues, not just the presidential race, a lot of key issues here in L.A. County, the DA's race, homelessness funding, and expanding the Board of Supervisors among them.
All right, John, thanks very much for that.
There will eventually be a winner in the presidential race. May not come today or tonight, but whatever party loses, they say they will be at a crossroads. We talked about it with The Hill's campaign reporter Brett Samuels this morning about what's next for the losing party.
Certainly, I think both parties are facing, as you said, sort of a crossroads moment with Republicans. Obviously, you know, former President Trump has said that he will not run again in 4 years if he doesn't win this time. You know, certainly that's one where you would expect that to be the case since he would be 82 years old. It would be his fourth time as a candidate. You would expect the party to move on, but you never really know with Trump, just given sort of the energy of his base. But certainly Republicans would be sort of grappling with what does life look like after Donald Trump. And for Democrats, you know, certainly I think given sort of the questions around this election as far as support among Black voters, among Hispanic voters, sort of their traditional voting blocks, I think you'd be looking at a lot of discussions about what does the Democratic sort of coalition look like moving forward. And certainly they have a deep bench of candidates who I think would be looking to sort of make their mark on the party moving forward.
Oh, we've been talking about this locally here, of course, about security. There are concerns. I'm not sure what it's like in D.C. You're there right now. Concerns of violence in the nation's capital. Following the results, what are you hearing there?
Yeah, certainly. I think people are very cognizant of what happened 4 years ago, obviously on January 6th with the attack on the Capitol and some of the unrest that followed the 2020 election. So, you know, there's barriers up around the White House, around the vice president's residence at the Naval Observatory. Certainly, I think we'll see folks, you know, with sort of a heightened sense of security, a heightened awareness of what might be happening. I don't get the sense personally that, you know, there's great unease right now or any great fears right now about potential unrest happening, you know, on election day or anything like that. But, you know, certainly I think the shadow of 2020 and what happened after that election sort of looms over everything. And folks aren't going to take any chances about being underprepared this time around.
Speaking with The Hill's campaign reporter, Brett Samuels. And Brett, a lot of people, frankly, have said in this election at the top of the ticket, they don't like either candidate. Do you think there will ever really be a third party that could give the other two really a run for their money?
Yeah, you know, it seemed like if ever there was a time, this cycle was sort of the opening to do it. You know, this was several months back, but you had, you know, a lot more chatter about this third party potential challenge, whether it was RFK Jr. or, you know, Libertarian candidate or Cornel West, or, you know, there's this effort to draft somebody like Larry Hogan from Maryland, or maybe even Chris Christie as a third party candidate. But, you know, that never materialized. And certainly now we find ourselves on election day where we are basically facing a choice between two candidates. So I think, you know, this election raised a lot of questions about the viability of third party candidates going forward, because to your point, you know, if ever there was a time, it was this election when certainly when Biden was on the ticket, when you had two candidates that folks were just not at all excited about having on the ballot. But certainly nobody really seemed to break through. And ultimately you had RFK Jr., for example, just endorsing one of those two major candidates. So, you know, I think this election raises a lot of questions about, you know, whether we will ever see a third party sort of emerge as a viable alternative.
There you go. The Hill's campaign reporter, Brett Samuels.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, if you're looking for a place to escape the election, we'll tell you about a community of kindness that could be built here in Southern California. That's coming up as 20 Minutes of Nonstop News continues.
Well, voters will be deciding who will be the next U.S. Senator from California. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff has been polling well ahead of Republican former Dodgers star Steve Garvey. It's part of the battle for control on Capitol Hill. Republicans trying to keep their majority in the House of Representatives, but several seats, well, they are up for grabs. It could help flip control to the Democrats, including three races in Southern California. Our Emily Valdez with a closer look at one of them.
Jack Pitney is a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College.
The race between Ken Calvert and Will Rollins in the Inland Empire, very closely contested. Rollins came very close to Calvert last time. Tremendous amount of money has gone into that race as well.
Calvert is a Republican, Rollins a Democrat.
The contours of the district changed significantly with the redistricting, adding the Palm Springs area, which brought in a lot of LGBTQ voters who lean Democratic would be very much in favor of Will Rollins. And he ran unexpectedly well 2 years ago, despite lack of overall party support. And this time the party is totally behind him.
But of course, we won't know who wins until all the votes are counted. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
So California has this new law that gives voters more time to fix their ballots. If there's a problem with the signature, like it's missing or it doesn't match, voters now have until December 1st to resolve that issue, which means election results could be delayed. The new rule, which starts for this election, meant to give voters more certainty and ensure that they have a fair chance to correct any problems.
Well, after months and months of nonstop campaigning for the candidates, all comes down to this day. LA Mayor Karen Bass telling KNX News what it's like to be a candidate, watching and waiting for the results.
Yeah, I'm not there today. I'm not on the ballot. It is very anxiety producing. But on the other hand, especially toward the end of the day, you know, a little bit of calm sets in, especially if you feel that you did every possible thing you could do to be successful. Then you have to just sit back and wait for the votes to be counted. But that doesn't mean that those hours aren't filled with anxiety.
Mayor Bass is 2 years into her four-year term. Three L.A. council districts have contests on today's ballot.
KNX News, your place to be tonight, election night. Mike Simpson and Charles Feldman on deck live starting at 5 o'clock this afternoon. KNX will have live, continuous, comprehensive election coverage. And when you get home, you can watch it live on YouTube. Starts at 7. There's a link at knxnews.com. You can listen to KNX News 97.1 FM on the air, on the Odyssey app, or by asking your smart speaker to play KNX News.
Well, there are always people who say they're leaving the country if their presidential candidate doesn't win. But instead of leaving, there's now a place right here in Southern California that promises peaceful living, no matter who wins. Here's Karen Adams.
It's Silverwood in Hesperia, billed as a community of kindness.
Create a place we think people would be more inclined to want to live in, where different views are tolerated, where people treat each other with respect and kindness, and where that's a pillar. We even have a pledge of kindness that we've crafted. So far, it's been great because all our employees, all of our contractors, subcontractors, consultants, and builders have all agreed to this concept.
John Ohanian says they're ready to welcome people in their new community starting in the spring.
Ultimately include about a little over 15,000 homes and will be built out over the next 15 years. Really a unique opportunity to deliver a community that has really wonderful amenities, but at an attainable price. That's our goal.
The homes range in price from $500,000 to $700,000. And Ohanian says it'll be modeled after small towns of years gone by. He says all are welcome. Just bring your kindness. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A real estate development consultant set to be sentenced today for his role in a pay-to-play scheme at City Hall. George Chang of Granada Hills pleaded guilty 4 years ago to one federal count of conspiring to violate the RICO statute. Could go to prison for up to 20 years, but is expected to get a lighter penalty because of his cooperation with the officials, the prosecutors, when the scandal masterminded by ex-city councilman Jose Huizar broke.
And there are some growing concerns about the dangers of colon cancer in younger people, with word that Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek has been diagnosed with colorectal cancer. Here's Chris Seidens.
Vanderbeek is just 47 years old. His diagnosis puts a spotlight on the recent rise of colon cancer cases in young people. Dr. Suhail Salem is with Dignity Health Northridge.
You can have a very healthy lifestyle, as James Vanderbeek probably does, and still get colon cancer despite doing everything you possibly can. Colon cancers do develop due to aging and genetics, two things you can't control. And early diagnosis and treatment are oftentimes curative for colon cancer. So that's why it's essential to get screened, which is now recommended for everybody beginning age 45.
Colon cancer is now the number one cause of death among men younger than 50 and the number two cause of death in women under 50. I'm Chris Seidens, KNX News 97.1 FM.
All right, so the presidential election will be the most closely watched race across the country, but there are back here some important races that will have a big impact. And polls show the LA County DA's race and U.S. Senate race will likely be called this evening. But how about the local House races and propositions? Well, joining us live now to talk about all of this and on the local and state level is USC professor and political strategist Dan Schnur. Dan, good morning.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So, hey, Dan, the economy has been a big issue for voters in this election when it comes to the presidential race. But locally here in California and Los Angeles, there are a lot of measures and propositions that could cost us more in some way. What's your take on that, how it's going to go?
Well, on the statewide ballot in particular, there are three initiatives, two bond measures, one additional bond funding for schools, and one to work on climate change related matters that are up across the state of California, as is a measure that would lower the threshold that would allow local governments to raise taxes. Now, that sounds very complicated, but real quick, right now, as I know most of your listeners know, if a local government wants to raise taxes, it requires a two-thirds vote of the people. And this would lower that threshold to 55%, making it obviously somewhat easier. And of course, here in Los Angeles County, we have a ballot measure that would extend and expand the sales tax that we now pay for homeless services. Your listeners remember Measure H, which passed some years back, which was a quarter cent sales tax to fund homeless services. That measure is expiring. And so now we have Measure A on the ballot that would extend it and expand it to being a half cent sales tax going forward. So you're exactly right, Vicky. Lots of pocketbook issues for Californians and Angelenos to consider.
You know, also on the ballot is a measure that would expand the supervisors, the LA County Board of Supervisors. What's your take on that? It's been sort of a contentious back and forth. Some soups on board, others not. Where do you think that's going to land?
Yeah, really interesting race. Very interesting initiative. Very few people would argue that asking five individuals, no matter how capable they may be, to represent a county the size of Los Angeles doesn't provide the kind of representation that residents of the county deserve. So three of the five supervisors want to expand the board from five members to nine members. But there's another aspect of the initiative that doesn't get nearly as much attention. In addition to expanding the board from five to nine members, Measure G would also create the position of a county executive. And think of it this way. Think of it right now, the Board of Supervisors makes all the decisions for LA County. This would create a mayor of LA County, or if you prefer, a governor of Los Angeles County, a chief executive. And those who oppose the initiative are concerned that vesting that much power in one person could actually dilute the power of the Board of Supervisors and give voters less direct say rather than more.
All right. USC professor and political strategist Dan Schnur
Dan, thanks.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.